I'm Katie Colinari.
And I'm Marie Cusick.
As we've been following the Democratic candidates and their positions on natural gas, here's one thing we keep hearing over and over again.
We should impose a reasonable severance tax.
I'm proposing a 5% severance tax, I call it.
It's a driller's tax.
I would add a 5% extraction tax.
What the candidates are talking about is how to tax natural gas drilling. And when I hear them talk about a severance tax, I kind of think of like severance pay when you leave a job.
Well, Marie, it's really not all that different. The idea behind a severance tax is to tax natural resources severed from the earth or leaving the ground.
And it's sometimes called an extraction tax, but the principle is the same. You're taxing drillers based on the amount of gas they produce. And that's not how it works in Pennsylvania right now. Governor Tom Corbett, a Republican, remains opposed to a severance tax on natural gas drilling, whereas all the Democratic candidates in Tuesday's primary are in favor of one.
What my opponents are saying is that they want more money to spend. They're not looking at the growth of the industry, which, as the industry grows, our economy becomes stronger.
What the Democratic candidates don't agree on is how it would work and how big the tax should be. Take Katie McGinty. She wants a 4.5% tax. And then Rob McCord, he's pushing for the highest severance tax at 10%.
And Tom Wolf and Allison Schwartz both support a 5% tax. But Schwartz says she'd also like to keep the current impact fee in place.
We should maintain the impact fee. It's been important to local communities. But I would add a 5% extraction tax because right now, Tom Corbett's giving away that natural gas to the energy companies.
Marie, this is something you've covered a lot. Tell us more about what the impact fee is.
So it's a flat fee that gas companies pay for every hole they punch in the ground, every well that's drilled. In the first year, the fee starts out at the high end. It can range from $40,000 to $60,000 per well. Companies continue to pay it for 15 years, and the amount declines over time. Since it was enacted, it's brought in about $630 million. Much of that money is going back to the communities that are hosting drilling, and Governor Corbett supports having an impact fee.
So could it be called a tax?
Well, that's the big question the Democratic candidates are waging this election season, whether the impact fee on the number of wells is bringing in less money than a severance tax on production would, and whether the industry is getting a break. Here's Rob McCord's take on it.
It'd be as if you owned a house, you wanted to sell the house, you hired a real estate agent, in this case your governor, and said, get me the best price. And instead of getting you the best price, the person said, well, my real job is to get the lowest possible price for the buyer.
Now, interestingly, the state's independent fiscal office recently looked into this issue to see how Pennsylvania compares to other states with severance taxes on natural gas drilling. And they found that Pennsylvania's effective tax rate was among the lowest.
So here we have the Democratic candidates pitching severance tax proposals as a way to raise hundreds of millions of dollars in additional revenue, which would go towards financing environmental protection and education. And polls show that's really important to voters.
Right, but that doesn't mean they want drilling to go everywhere in Pennsylvania, even if it might mean less tax revenue down the road.
Well, for now, the candidates all say they're in favor of keeping a moratorium on new oil and gas leasing in state parks and forests. Let's hear what Tom Wolf has to say about this.
I think we ought to return to the idea that state lands are there to preserve our natural resources, and as such, they ought to be places of refuge, places people can go to see nature in its great beauty.
For sure, drilling on public lands is a really controversial issue. So is the idea of fracking in the Delaware River watershed. So, Katie, break down for us how this issue has been playing out on the campaign trail.
Well, Marie, first off, it's important to know that the governor of Pennsylvania has a key stake in the Delaware River Basin Commission. But at the moment, that commission, which is made up of the four states that share the watershed and the federal government, can't agree about how to regulate drilling there. So right now, there's no drilling allowed. And while Governor Corbett has pushed to allow for drilling, three of the four Democratic candidates support keeping the moratorium. Former State Environmental Protection Secretary Katie McGinty is the only Democratic candidate who's open to future gas drilling in the Delaware River watershed.
We need to start by making the investment in real environmental protection and safety protections out there, and then take it to our counterparts and hold it up for their scrutiny. And I think we can meet the test. We're not meeting the test right now.
And before you head to the polls on Tuesday, you can check out our website for more information about where the candidates and the governor stand on natural gas development. Just log on to stateimpact.npr.org/Pennsylvania, and we'll keep you updated all the way to November's general election.
I'm Katie Culinary.
And I'm Marie Cusick.